the old mobile.
04, HKX, mobile.
KLX, hello, Patrick.
How are you doing this morning?
Just had to get a little blood to the doctor for next week's annual exam, so running in a little late.
I was going to ask you what, running a little behind today?
I hear you.
I was going to ask if you were running a little late today, because it's a little late to hear you on the radio.
Late seems to be the way it goes nowadays. With school going in and all the traffic changes, it's a little hard getting into work.
I'll settle back down here in a week or two. Everybody gets used to it.
Not worrying about, you know, all the on-time business. Just work a little later, that's all.
When I was making my drive into the dealership, I always went in just a little bit early and stayed just a little bit later. Because with school traffic and the bus traffic, it really didn't matter. You were going to get there at the same time. Okay, Still dealing with the same issues like everybody else. Can't get this and trying to figure out a way to make things happen.
I got some equipment coming in for new customer this week. The freight forwarder's telling us it won't be in their warehouse until Friday. I did a quick search on the ship. The ship has already came in on Friday and left on Saturday. Why does it take a week to get the stuff from Charleston up to the warehouse? I just don't know.
Either they don't have drivers, don't have trailers, or a combination of the both. Are your driver's truck's down because he can't get parts? I've seen a lot of that. It's just causing a nightmare on everything.
Wonder we can get anything. So, of course, this is a brand new customer, so their purchasing manager is already telling me, well, ship the stuff direct to our customer. You're so late. So, what can I do?
I don't know. Beyond me, a lot of customers can't realize that it takes time to get stuff, and everybody's dealing with supply chain issues.
So, I'm just trying to, like you, just trying to work the problem and settle it all down best we can.
Other than that, you've been doing all right? Been doing anything with your radio?
And radio-wise at home? I don't know. It's just been kind of one of these years, Patrick, where there's always something else going on, you know?
Know what you're saying and have to agree with you. Either that or you're just so frustrated and spent that you just don't want to mess with it.
Looking around for my old software for my hotspot, it receives fine, but last time I was trying to talk to some guy, he just dropped out, didn't want to talk to me. I guess I had such a huge bit error rate, so thinking of dropping the old software back in and see if that improves it.
I brought my DMR with me today, which is the first time I've messed with it in weeks. So we'll see. I hadn't even picked it up.
You know, I don't have the one that's taken care of by software. I've got to take care of everything on the hotspot. You know, it's pretty bad when you try to see what's going on with it, you can't remember the password to get into the software.
I try to write them down and then end up losing that too.
There's been playing heck on us too. Saturday felt so good, I was happy, and then by Sunday I started hurting. Yesterday I was hurting worse. I don't know, man. It sucks to get old, huh? Going to be seeing this doctor next week, so I'm going to bring up to him, you know, I saw some stuff about testosterone, the low T and all that. Is it just old age, or do I have some problem?
Had all that done not too long ago. Well, I guess it's been about a month and a half, 2 months ago now. So, mine all checked out good.
Yep. Oh, I know what he's going to see. Cholesterol is going to be still elevated. Gained weight. You know the score.
You guys are suffering from geezeritis. KN4VWA.
Geezeritis? I don't think Patrick's a geezer, but I'll go with that one.
Deleting the pack.
Morning, Steven. 6CLX.
Steve, I was just saying, the only reason he knows so much about it is because he's leading the pack.
Crossed the finish line and crashed over the bottom end of the track.
And I'm driving through the debris field and all the smoke, wondering where the lines are.
And you feel like I've got something to look forward to.
My wife just informed me it's called nap time.
That's about right. Man, there's nothing a good nap can't solve.
Have y'all noticed that when you're little, you start off taking naps? And when you get old, you finish taking naps. What is it about naps?
When you're little, you wear diapers. Need I continue?
Situations when you're old, you wear diapers.
I know nothing about that, so you're on your own. I'm over here laughing too much at you two.
2 weeks I'm flying out to Los Angeles to go do some work for, well, work. But then I'm going to take a couple days off, go see my mom down in the nursing home. She's 95, and I got to go over there just so she remembers who the heck I am.
You can't see them enough. You never know.
It's just too bad it's so dang far away. So we'll go over. Wife and I are going to go. We'll go see her as much as we can in a few days.
Folks, Patrick.
Ed is still with me, but he's got lots of health issues and not doing too good. But mom passed away last year, yeah. So that's all I've got left.
Mom and Dad lived within about 25 miles, and I saw them all the time. I still wish I could have seen them more. They're, both of mine are gone.
But gentlemen, I have pulled into my next stop, and I got to go take care of making sure Steve's collecting his check. And Mike, I'll talk to you later. Y'all have a good one. Steve, y'all enjoy your nap. Have fun. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Good time out there. Go make some money, buddy. But be safe about it. One other thing. Warning, geezers are on the road. Me and the boss lady are headed for down to Commerce to meet my brother today. Hey, Mike, are you on the road today?
I'm on. If I'm on this repeater, I'm on the road. Yep, I'm on the way into work. That started the whole conversation, Steve. Patrick said what I was up to, why I was late to work. I had to go and get blood drawn for next week's doctor's appointment. And it just seems like I got a whole lot of that going on lately.
C4CPA.
A friend of mine has a small engine shop. And, you know, generators, riding mowers, all that kind of stuff. Power machines, just anything with a small engine. Anything under 30 horsepower. And he had to fire a fella. And he got real bad behind with all of his workload. And I went over to see what I could do to get mine going. And he says, well, come over here and I'll tell you what to do. You do mechanic work. I'll tell you what to do. You can check them out and fix them. So I did. So I had two riding mowers over there, and I fixed both of them within about an hour. And he says, hey, why don't you come in part-time? So I've been giving him about a day and a half, maybe 2 days a week. And I'm going to tell you something. That's been the best thing in the world for me. Get out and use my brain and my hands and out in the heat. It's been good for me, physically.
It's probably the first time he's ever used his brain.
Ignore anyone that doesn't give their call sign.
KB4CPA said that.
He pumped all over your face. He already gave his ID. He was stomping all over your signal.
That figures. He hasn't figured out when not to key up yet. You know, he's been a ham for I don't know how many years, but he just, you know, he's not picking it up.
Yeah, my radio is a lot more powerful than yours, so I just walk all over you.
Good morning, Dave.
Steve, good morning, Mike. I'm just on my way to play some tennis over at, yeah, I don't believe this, Steve, over at Butler Springs Park. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised it's still there. You know, the county got rid of a few of those smaller parks and sold it off for residential property and made a bunch of money here recently. So, how about that? Well, it being over there in the middle of all those subdivisions, maybe they'll get to keep it.
Looks really nice. They've repaved all the courts. They just finished repaving them, you know, relining them, new nets, everything. I mean, it really looks brand new. And we play over there sometimes when we can't get a court over at the sports club.
And he's older than I am.
Maybe we all should take tennis, though. That sounds like work.
Miss that.
Take tennis up and stay healthy. And then I said, nah, that sounds too much like work.
Really, be honest with you, if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't be doing it. I just love the heck out of it, and I'm getting exercise at the same time. I feel like I'm 20 years old when I'm out there running around chasing that ball.
He sounds like a golfer.
But I got to make one last comment. I bet at 20 you weren't chasing any balls. And 6 CLX, if I'm clear.
Easy, Mike. Have a good day. Keep that salt mine going, buddy. Pay for our checks. Talk to you later. So, Dave, who you playing over there?
Well, Glenn and I don't know the other two guys' names. I think I'm the young'un over there today. These guys, they're a little bit older than me, but they still play very well. So, they like to play in the morning. So, you know, if I want to get some more tennis in, I have to drag myself out of bed.
So somebody else can jump in. Well, that's good. That's good. I thought maybe we'd hear W4NGU pop in there. He's on his radio yesterday evening or afternoon. And, man, I tell you what, he sounds all right now that he's got a good piece of equipment. Have you heard him?
He called the other day. His radio sounds really good.
I think he's happy with what he bought. He's still learning it. You know, that thing has got more functions than Carter's got pills. He just didn't like the fact that it doesn't have a reverse button. you know, where you can pull the reverse frequency up real fast. So he says he's programming it to have the reverse up on the other VFO while he monitors a 610, something like that. So anyhow, he's probably listening. Good morning, Phil.
Not. Either that or he might be on a phone call. Who knows? He might be getting that $10 million check for the school something. He doesn't have time to talk to us nobodies.
He's still on the agenda. He's a working man. Well, we're going to head down to Commerce today and do a little bit of shopping, see if I can find me a... There's a shoe store down there that carries King work shoes. And, man, those are the most comfortable steel toes I have ever worn. And we're headed down there. We're going to meet my brother. And we're going to do a little shopping today. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my idea of shopping is, you know, going and get what you need and come out. It takes about 5 minutes, but... for the ladies, it's a different animal, and I never will forget back when they weren't malls. My grandmother would she didn't drive, so we had to take the bus. We had to walk up several blocks to Ferris Road and get on the bus and West Ferris and ride downtown. Me and my sister, she would go to, you know, all the major stores down there, and she would look at everything. You know, she'd usually buy a dress, and she, you know, she wouldn't let us ride the escalator. I always wanted to ride the escalator. She didn't like it because she said it made her dizzy. And I didn't like elevators, so anyway. So she'd look at everything, and we'd be there for, gosh, 2 hours or more, and I'd just have to sit there out here. And then all of a sudden, she'd go back to the first store she went to and buy the first thing she looked at.
Sitting here with me, so I can't make no comment.
Oh, we got to love. All right, well, I'm sitting here at the Butler Springs. So I'm going to jump out. One of the gentlemen's already walking onto the court. Y'all have a good day. Be careful going down 85 and watch out for all the people that don't know how to drive, and we'll talk to you later. KN4VWA, KP4CBA.